Welcome to Module 4 of Laura, the Candida course. Congratulations, you are on the final module of this course, and I'm going to acknowledge for a minute that you may be reading this course, or this module, perhaps after or in the middle of either phase 2 or 3 of your journey. And it is important to just take the time to recognize that everyone, as I briefly mentioned in the last module, that everyone is on their own unique journey, and the time that it takes for us to sift through these imbalances, just like the health of your microbiome as a whole, largely depend on so many factors, and a lot of those factors are not immediately in our control. However many of them are, and you're taking the steps to work through that. And that's what matters when it comes to our health, is the empowerment and that sense of responsibility and that sense of, I guess really just empowerment that comes with knowing that we are doing all that we can for our own health. And you're doing that here in the plant-based Candida course. So I really congratulate you on that. And that's really big. So I first wanted to say that, and then we're going to dive into what this course module, again, is all about, and that is really sustainable gut wellness, and then tips and tricks for working through phases 2 and 3 of the Candida diet. So I'll first discuss phases 2 and 3 of the Candida diet, and then work into more about what it means to have sustainable gut health overall, which we've really touched upon, but just to really ingrain it and, you know, make a few closing remarks upon that. So phases 1 and 2 of the Candida diet, just like phase one looks very different for everyone. Phases 2 and 3 look so different for every single individual. And I'm curious to get the texts and emails about all of this from you, and work with you throughout that, because it's very important to acknowledge that we each have our own individual process. So phase 2, the goal of phase 2 is to start to integrate new foods into our diet and see how our body responds to them. So when I say ending phase 1, which everyone wants to know when phase 1 is ending, the main advice I have for you in determining when to end your phase 1 would be to, again, really follow your intuition. And with that being said, follow the protocol that I'm going to give to you right now. So 1, when we are feeling like we don't have any symptoms, we are maybe not experiencing our white coated tongue or chronic vaginal yeast infections or the bloating, and the digestion is starting to improve or has very much improved, or perhaps we don't have as much brain fog, we have a lot more energy, the fatigue is starting to melt away, these types of things. It is very important that we don't jump the gun. So Candida as a fungus, as a kind of pathogenic fungus, what it will do is that when it kind of starts to track you. So like I've mentioned, we have symbiotic relationships with our gut. In terms of pathogens, those aren't always as symbiotic as we may like. So they can start to kind of take advantage of us and maybe our bad habits and these types of things. So if you every single Friday decide that you're going to splurge and have a little bit of sugar or like some potatoes or something, right? Super splurge. and then you develop this pattern of every Friday, you're going to have the same splurge, but all throughout the week, you're 100%. Unfortunately, the Candida start to recognize this pattern within you. So if you're constantly giving into that craving, which microbes can rewire your cravings, if you're constantly giving into that craving or even just pattern, the Candida is knowing that it's going to be satisfied every single Friday night and no longer needs to wreak havoc on your system. That's what we call die-off phase of candida, because the candida start to die off, and they're mad. So they cause symptoms in your body because the bacteria are excited, and they're like, come on, I need my fix. I need my sugar. I need to live. So it's kind of like a life or death response, I guess. But it's happening within your body, which can be troubling at first, but it is very normal and natural to have experiencing those symptoms of die-off and such. So what happens is that it knows it's going to get it fixed, so it no longer needs to give these clues, really, to you about your imbalance. And then we transition into phase two or three, or maybe we just go back to our habits, and slowly the candida comes back. It's because it never really went away in the first place. It never will totality go away, but we never really fixed the imbalance. So to avoid this happening, we have to do our very, very best to not give in to cravings, especially in such a patterned way. Two, we have to be really delicate about the way that we approach jumping into phase two. So when we're moving from phase one to phase two, what I would suggest is to stick with the diet for at least a week, but maybe more like 2 weeks after you stop experiencing all of your symptoms that you know are directly correlated to the candida anyhow, or when you feel that it's right, really feel it, that it's right, not just you're sick of it, like you really feel it, this is right. So then you would move into phase two about like a week or two after you know that it's right. You know, use your discretion on that. But then we know that we aren't going to experience them just hiding out in our bodies in different areas and then the symptoms coming back later. So really that's what phase two serves as. It's a testing ground for to see what our body can handle. Are we doing good with sugars? Are our symptoms coming back? And really kind of just feeling into our body and saying, oh, my body really doesn't really like eating that much carbohydrates in a day, or doesn't really work well with a lot of these rooty vegetables, or I really am not digesting carrots well, or something like that. All things to consider, and phase two is a really great place to do all of that searching and really discovery. So phase two is kind of testing. We test out the foods, we see what works, we leave what doesn't for now. Phase three, so phase two, really go as long as you like for that. Whatever really feels right. I mean, I would say maybe a month at least. Probably 2 months is better. Depending on how long you've been going through this and what you feel is correct. And then phase three is really just about integrating a more balanced approach in general. We don't want to go our whole life without not eating root vegetables. We'd really like to, when we go out perhaps, or you know, we're at an event, to be able to indulge ourselves in just being normal. Cool. I want that for you. I've always wanted that for myself. And I find that there's a really good balance, and phase three is perfect for this. So phase three, you might be in phase three for months. It's however long feels right for you. So what phase three really is about finding our balance and also integrating in the long-lasting gut lifestyle changes that we've now adapted into our current lifestyle with eating for candida and translating that into a balanced approach. So there's things that can stay and things that can go. You know, I would really love for you to approach eating more diverse fruits in your diet after candida diet is done, eating more root type vegetables, integrating a little bit more carbohydrates in a balanced way, and then not sticking to these low carbohydrate diet for very long. There is a lot of research to suggest that low carbohydrate diets in the long term are not great for health. And that's because our body thrives on carbohydrates. And it's not that you've starved yourself of carbohydrates on this journey, because if you're eating close to the pathway that I've laid out for you here, I've made sure that that did not happen. However, it still is not, I would say, something that we want to approach for the rest of our life. So we approach phase three. And phase three is really just finding your balance. Again, it's kind of like phase two, like, okay, had that honey last night and in my tea, and that just, I don't feel good, or that didn't make me feel optimal, or, you know, I'm having some problems with my digestion or whatever it may be. So kind of like making those evaluative steps, and realizing what's important for you, what you would like to stay, what you would like to leave, and what you really, truly, truly missed throughout this diet and phase of your healing journey. So that's really what phase 2 and 3 are about. I hope it's not super ambiguous, but really, it really is about following your gut and really determining what works best for you, and really not relapsing either, and making sure we respect that delicate balance and really know how the bacteria or fungus operate, so that this doesn't happen to us again. So that's really the plan that I've laid out here for you. And finding that sustainable form of gut healing includes the diverse diet, the diverse ecosystems, diverse micronutrients, eating enough different plants per week, using herbs in our daily life, having our soil-based probiotics every single day, eating ferments, and being really, really specific about how we live our life and what that means for our health. So really, that's what it's all about right there. And that's what sustainable gut wellness is. And if you can integrate those things and keep up with those things like you have during the, you know, length of this course, that's amazing. And it's going to lead you to vital health and well-being overall. I am so, so grateful to have been a part of this journey with you. And really always just in awe of everyone's journeys that come about through this radical way of healing. And I'm just so, so grateful for each individual healing journey. And I know that as we heal ourselves, we bring about planetary healing as well. So I'm just grateful for that experience. And I am looking forward to hearing all about your specific journey, because we each have this medicine story to tell. And maybe it's just for ourselves or our families, or maybe it's for the world. And I think that's something that I really value about healing in general. And know that healing really isn't about the final destination. Congratulations on making it here. It's huge. But it really never was about reaching here. It was about the process of coming to this point, and about all that you gained and learned throughout this process. And I hope that means something to you. It means everything to me. So just thank you so, so much. And I wish you to be well always. Thank you.